Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome. John DeBella Show Daily Podcast here. It is time to round up the best moments from today's morning show just for you. It's Dave here hanging with you on this May 11th. How you doing? Today we started things off talking baseball cards. Mother's Day is Sunday, and we wanted to know what your mom's weapon of choice was when it came to discipline. We went super viral this week thanks to a listener who decided to take us up on one of our stupid fashion highlights from last week. We talked to him today to see how he was holding up under the international fame. Over 20 million views of his ridiculous photo that we posted over the weekend. We chatted with him today to see how the newfound fashion icon was faring. And Joe Matarese, comedian Joe Matarese, he joined us as well. And Dave's beatdown came to its thrilling conclusion. See if I could make it a sweep of identifying the isolated drum track. Have a listen. Let's do this thing right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of twisters, ready for this?
All right, there's one in the forecast.
No, there's no twister in the forecast. All right, but I'm watching Antiques Roadshow this week. All right. Well, I love you. I'm a collector, you know, so I love watching people getting there.
I'll begrudgingly watch it.
I'll get sucked in. I really get sucked into it on a regular basis. And some woman, right, found a bag. Mm-hmm. And she was like cleaning out, you know, grandpa's house or something like that, and found a bag of old baseball cards in it.
Okay.
All right. She had a Willie Mays card. She had a Jackie Robinson card. She had a
Honus Wagner.
No, not Honus Wagner. A Boston player. What's up, fella? What the hell is his
Babe
name?
Ruth?
No. Babe Ruth. After that, anyway.
Ted Williams.
Ah, nice. Had a Ted Williams card.
My grandfather's favorite.
And a specialty Ted Williams card, and a Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Oh, cool. Okay? What did that find?
Right, which is the most collectible baseball card.
I can see it in my head.
The modern end. Yeah. Right.
He's smiling. You know, got the bat on the shoulder.
You're right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Right. Now, the reason why I brought this up was, first off, the Mickey Mantle card, $50,000.
Oh, right? My God.
$50,000 for the Mickey. It was in perfect condition.
How?
In a bag? In a bag. But the wildest part about it, and the reason why I bring it to Twister, is she took the stuff out of his house, and a week later, a tornado came through.
No way.
Right. And leveled the house.
Wow. What a rescue.
Goodness. So I was like, oh, my God.
Nice timing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of moms, when you were growing up, right, if mom was going to discipline you, what was her weapon of choice?
I guess every once in a while I caught the wooden spoon.
The wooden spoon?
But it wasn't like, oh, get the spoon. It was, I got a spoon in my hand, and you're an idiot. Whack.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was like an impulse.
Yes.
An impulse smack. Yeah. My mom would always use my dad's...
What, a twitch?
Yeah, the twitch. The teacher twitch.
Twitch?
You have the log at the bottom and a little twig at the top. My mom would always take my dad's paint paddles, and she had them duct taped together and ready to go. So,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Two would leave a mark.
All right, yeah. My mom, whatever was in her hands... Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything?
I got hit with a pot once.
All right? John got domed with a snow globe.
Right? Yeah, so fortunately enough, it was on my ass, but still, whatever was in her hands.
Was it thrown? What? Or was it held?
No. It was sort of golf swinged.
Oh, nice.
So Steve was a spoon guy. Dave's mom put two...
Paint stirrers.
Stirrers, right. And my mom... Anything that was handy. Let's go to Clarissa, see what she has to say about mom's weapon of choice. All right, Clarissa, what was mom's weapon of choice?
Clogs. Dr. Scholl's clogs.
Clogs. All right, what about you, Steve? What was the weapon?
My mom had a hard pink brush, and the one time she missed, and I laughed at her, and she pushed my head, and I went right through a plate glass window.
Oh, wow. How did the rest of mom's wrestling career go? Let's go over to Dan. What was the weapon of choice?
My father.
Bill, what was the weapon of choice?
That would be the TV guide, John.
Oh, wow. She had to be really good with her aim. Those were small. Debbie.
It wasn't a physical weapon. It was just the eyes.
Yes.
Crazy eyes.
Daggers. Yeah, crazy eyes. That's it.
What was the weapon of choice, Chris?
A wire hanger.
No wire hanger!
Mommy dearest.
Menacing song.
What was the weapon of choice?
Fly swatter.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's
and it stung like hell.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you weren't with us last week, last Friday is when this started. Every once in a while, and we usually do it at 7:20, we do this little fashion bit when we see some sort of ridiculous fashion and we spring it on Cindy and see what her reaction is going to be like. And last week, we found these things called the extreme jeans. Mm-hmm. And literally what it is, and you can see a picture of it on our Facebook page, and we put it up on the Facebook page, right? And it literally is, imagine a pair of jeans where the legs, for the most part, have been cut out. There's only the seams on the side, the hem on the bottom, then a little piece around the knee, and then the waistband, the zipper, and that is really it, right? And they actually expect to sell these to people for $160. They're called the extreme jeans. So we put it up on Friday. On Sunday, I get an email from this guy, Bill Katanowski. I keep trying to say Watnikowski, right? Katanowski, Bill Katanowski. He's from Sinking Spring, PA. And he sends me his picture and said, John, I thought you would like this. And I thought it was hysterical. And I put it up on our Facebook page. By yesterday, we had over 20 million likes.
Impressions.
Right.
Views.
People we reach.
It reached 20 million.
20 million people. It has gone worldwide.
Mega viral. Yeah.
Right. Thousands upon thousands of comments, right? Thousands upon thousands of likes. It is the biggest thing we've ever done online at all. And, you know, and normally, folks, we don't go online going, oh, we as well or something like that. But this, and we had nothing to do with it. It was all Bill.
It's all listeners.
It was all Bill. He is our Gene Genie, and we've got him on the line. Good morning, my hero. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I am doing great. I really am. First off, let's start here. What in God's name inspired you to cut up your jeans?
The whole thing, I saw the on Facebook.
Right.
I was sitting Saturday afternoon, had gotten all my lawn work and all that done, and I have, I don't know how many pair of jeans. I'm an old man, so I can't throw them away.
Okay.
And they have holes in and everything, and I've even thrown them in trash and then got them back out because I just can't do it. So I decided, hey, I'll take one of these pair and make them look like what I saw on the internet, and I did. Put them on. My wife was like, oh, my God, and said, well, take a picture of me. She says, don't tell me you're going to put this on Facebook. And I said, I'll put it out there. It's just to be funny. Sent it to you guys because I heard you guys talking about it the other morning when I was driving.
Right.
You guys posted it. All of a sudden, my son gets a hold of me in the afternoon and says, did you send something to the DeBella Show? And I said, well, yeah, that picture. He said, there's over 37,000 shares already. Oh, my God. Well, now what you guys sent me yesterday, 20 million.
Let me update you on that, Bill. So as of right now, it has reached over 21 million people. It has 160,000 plus shares, over 28,000 comments. And I've seen comments from people in Australia, Finland, Singapore, Italy, Portugal, and France. And that was only over a, like, 3-minute span of me looking at the comments because I said I can't go through 28,000 of these.
Now, did I hear that you've been interviewed by television stations around the country because of this?
Well, I haven't been interviewed yet, but a couple newscasterettes have contacted me.
Uh-huh.
Now, they didn't interview me yet, but they have all my information. And I have a friend who comes in from Cincinnati every year for the Berks Jazz Fest. He got a hold of me 2 days ago and said he saw it on TV out in Cincinnati, saw my picture.
It's popping up on websites all over Europe. And it's just a guy from our area in a pair of these ridiculous jeans, right?
If you haven't, that's right.
If you haven't seen the jeans, basically, there's no fronts, there's no backs, there's just the seams. That's all it is. The waistband, the pockets, the zipper, the seams, the rest of it is gone. Bill, I've got to tell you, in all the time we've been doing this, in all the time that we have had a Facebook page, we have never had reaction to this as a show or as a station as huge as this is. So look, we want to thank you. We would like you to be our guest at the Heavy Hitter Show with John Fogerty and ZZ Top. We would also like you to be our guest at the big gig with Paul Rogers, Jeff Beck, and Ann Wilson of Heart. And you know what else? Of course, we got to send you a Booyah Kasha t-shirt.
Yep.
Right. Booyah Kasha.
Right. Can we get him on the Veterans Fashion Show? I mean, it's only appropriate.
You know what? I think maybe making him do this in public might be too much.
He's an icon.
Right. But we will also... We will also give you a $50 gift card so you can buy a new pair of jeans.
Oh, that's great. Bill, well appreciated.
Bill, not as much as we appreciate it.
Seriously.
We have never gotten this kind of attention. If you listen to the show, you know we never go on the air boasting about things that we do. We just do what we do. But this, you really needed to have that spotlight moment. Bill, thank you so much for being a listener, for sending us this picture, and for upping our Facebook presence.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me.
David Bowie before that with Gene Genie, which we send out to Bill for being our Gene Genie in his extreme cut jeans. Now, you've got more details on what has happened with this thing.
Still going.
I mean, we're at 21,396,463 people who have seen this picture of him through our Facebook page.
Yeah, so I'm going through the comments still, and I found more countries that we've reached.
Okay.
All right. Buckle up. South Africa, Brazil, Lithuania, Great Britain, Slovenia, New Zealand, the Maldives, Cambodia, Sweden, Canada, Australia, Finland, Singapore, Italy, Portugal, France, Somalia, Philippines, Peru, and Chile.
Wow.
That's Carmen Sandiego.
Wow.
Yeah. My God.
Seriously.
It sounds like a grade school children's song.
Right.
You know?
Right. The power of the dad bod.
Well, thank God they're looking at our page in Somalia because, you know, those people just don't have enough to do.
Well, I've been thinking about a trip to the Maldives, so
it's
good that I've got a friend.
Bring Bill.
Right now.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. As always, get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Joe Matarese.
Never gets old.
Man, I know how much you like it. You're the only comic who gets Echo. I just want you to know.
I hope
I mean, there are 2-3 comics on the air with us every week, but you're the only one
really?
Who gets that.
Paulie Shore, he doesn't get Echo. He gets reverse Echo.
Right.
We flatten the sound for him. We bring in soundboards.
And lower the microphone.
Lower the mic. You really want to upset a comedian or a radio guy? Give him a low mic. Oh, it's the worst. I'm like, why am I lower than you guys? Huh? What are you talking about? Sound great.
How you been?
I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been good.
All right, now, you're still living up in New York?
Still there.
Yeah, yeah.
Still there.
All right. But you moved out of the slum and into the better part of town, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should just do the same interview every time I come.
I just want to make sure.
We'll do a great best of Joe. We come in, we talk about New Rochelle and Dick Van Dyke, and then we leave every time I come here.
You know, I know how much you depend on your wife's income, you know, so I figured maybe she's doing better. You moved again.
No. She's doing good, though. We're doing all right.
But wait a second. You came down here, you grabbed your kid, and you came down here for the Eagles parade?
I did. Not only that, I came down here to watch the Super Bowl.
All right.
Then went back to New York.
All right.
As many Philadelphians, I'm sure you can relate with trying to pick the perfect place where you were going to watch that Super
Bowl.
You know. My friends ended up gutting a little whatever. They have a. They
that
have
sounds
a,
like something that can't be said on the radio.
No. It's a. They end up gutting their warehouse where they like.
Oh wow!
And
they
like roast.
They piped and draped this room, and next thing you know, it looked like we were in Vegas that's watching cool. the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we had nice. The green and the, right. and the big screens and all, and we they even smoked it out. You know, it looked like a cool place. And oh my God. This was a classic moment because my parents didn't come to that Super Bowl party, and I'm like tearing up, you know, right. when the Eagles, when I see that ball hit the ground,
yeah. right.
oh, man. You know, I see that, you know, Brady unsuccessfully throws a Hail Mary. Right. I am like, I'm looking for people to hug. That's yeah. like, as I don't know, I'm that, yeah. I'm a overly passionate Italian man. You know, I'm like, who
can- are you a weeper? Are you a weeper?
I can weep. I can definitely weep, but I'm on, you know, antidepressants, so the weeping's very minimum. Minimum now. I'm dead inside. Yeah. I don't get that Indian litter long tear. It's just one drop. And my wife will go, you didn't cry. I go, I was crying. And she'll go, no, you weren't. That wasn't a cry.
What makes you, because I'm a weeper, I'll admit it. These guys will tell you. I start talking about something that's near and dear to me, and next thing you know, I'm tearing up. Right? I mean, I'll tear up at there used to be a McDonald's commercial where there was like this old retired guy who got a job in the McDonald's, and I would watch it just like, oh my God. So come on, what is yours? What is yours?
Well, I'll give you the stand up version and okay. then the real life version.
Okay.
The stand up version, which I probably will do this bit this weekend. Was you know, when I was dating, like it was hard for me to rent movies because I would tear up on the date, and,
okay.
and sometimes the girls would just know that's not a good movie for you. I'd be like, "Come on, Rudy, and let's see Rudy." She's like, "You've seen that? You cry every time. We're not doing Rudy." I'm like, "All right, Field of Dreams is a movie I love. I'm a baseball
killed me
guy.
That movie.
Yeah, she's like, "No, with that, you'll cry at that. I know how you are, you know." And I go, "Well, all right. Well, what do you think?" And she goes, "Top Gun," and I'm like. Goose. And then the tears. It's a good goose bit.
And what about real life? What gets you going around?
Now, in real life, because I was just saying this to John as I was walking in, have you ever had a moment where you start to tear up where right. you didn't expect it?
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is. And I don't know if it's that I'm a dad now, or maybe my marriage was going well that day. Every married guy knows what I'm talking about. You have these zones where you're like, wow, man, I really love my wife. And then it fades. And then it comes back again. And we were in a good zone. And I'm driving, and Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight comes on.
Oh, you was.
Yeah. And I'm crying, and all of a sudden I'm hearing it. You know when all of a sudden something means something more to you? And I just said to you, I said, I bet you'll find the funny in this. Because I'm recording an album tomorrow night in Philly.
Right.
And the whole theme of the comedy album is that it's just me messing around and just a lot of riffing, a lot of undeveloped bits that I hope ad-lib into something.
Okay.
And whatever doesn't work, I edit out. That's the beauty of recording. So I just wrote down the lyrics to Wonderful Tonight.
Okay.
And like, I don't know why or where the funny is yet and why this makes me cry. Like, can you imagine? Could you? Why? He's looking at the time. Why? Oh, God. Why am I reading the lyrics when you have the
I'm forgetting.
Hey, we're on Classic Rock Radio. This is Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight.
We're a radio station.
Live from Philadelphia.
Come on, come on. What makes you cry?
I don't even know. It was just the thought that she was. Well, I always thought this song. Okay, stop it for a second.
Okay.
Maybe because whenever you're a comedian and you hear a comedian do a song parody.
Right.
Like there was a comedian, Pat Godwin, you probably know,
used to be
on your show all the time.
Right.
He always did the Wonderful Tonight and then he would go, hurry up!
Right.
Like she was taking too long to get ready.
Right, exactly.
That was his bit, right? The song was it's late in the evening. Brushing her long blonde hair. And he's like, come on! Right? But for some reason, that's what I always thought the song was about. And I'm driving and I'm listening and I'm like, no, this song's about her being like so wonderful that she doesn't even know it.
Hence the name Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah. And I'm going, I was like in this zone with my wife, you know, where she was just being like great. You know, when you watch your wife raise your kids, you do have those moments where you're like, oh my God, is she good at this? and it didn't mean hurry up anymore. And I'm like, because she was so good that he, like, the last, skate to the end of the song. The last line.
You can't just skip around. Right.
You don't have fast forward. We can play everything, but we can't skip ahead. Dude, I got the lyrics on my phone. You want to piss off John DeBella.
Right. Take a long
linger,
time.
Linger. Be unprepared. He probably knows the last song.
Wonderful tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
No, don't. You want to piss a comedian out? Is do a hard out without a punchline. I'll call in on the ride home.
For 10 minutes.
You guys kill me. So give me the bit. Maybe that's what we'll figure out. What's the bit on that? Crying?
Right.
I'm doing the mess around recording. Crying at Wonderful Tonight. The goose will work on stage.
The goose will work on stage.
Maybe that's what I do and then I go into the goose.
Right. Now, I'm just sort of curious. If you're telling people here on the air with us that you're going to go in there with no plan. Right?
No. There's a plan. I'm not an idiot.
The plan is to ask the audience what he should do.
No, sometimes that comes out funny. What if you got a guy in the front row that says something and that makes you think of something else? That's the beauty of ADD. It can go somewhere.
You didn't take the medicine today, did you?
I did take it. That's the problem. If I wasn't on it, I'd come up with something weird on Wonderful Tonight. You know, I got another Rocky bit that I'll be doing tomorrow night, too.
Okay.
It's Philly. So I'm
and they're in town shooting the movie.
Yeah, well. Creed 2, right?
Creed 2,
is Stallone around?
Yeah. He's around.
Yo, Sly, if you could come to my show tomorrow night, like, that would mean a lot, you know? Absolutely. I mean, come on.
Do you know who else is in town?
Let me think. The guy that's playing Creed's son, maybe?
and Link.
Cuff and Link are around.
Right. No, really. And Link.
The real Cuff and Link.
The real. They're 44 years old, and they're in town for the movie.
Are they really?
They're reprising their role. Right.
I wrote a little parody I wrote a whole play that was parodying Rocky, where Cuff and Link is not turtles. It's like potbelly pigs that he has named Carlin and Briar, and the rest.
Maybe you can workshop that at the show tonight too.
And the rest are marbles. Wow. You ever eat pork, kid? It's good. It makes great sandwiches. Kid.
Show Matt Reese
pulled pork sandwiches.
It's appearing tonight and tomorrow night.
Swear to God, I'll be
for two shows. 7:30 and 10. You better be. You're charging people. HeliumComedy.com or 215-496-9001. All right, I just want you to know this bit's got me tearing up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
And we will start out this morning with Kevin. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. All right, now you understand what we got to do here. I'm going to play a isolated drum track for Dave, and you've got to figure out before we even get to that track, will Dave get to it or not? Will he figure it out?
Dave's going to be the man. He's going to get it again.
All right.
I'm here for you.
All right. Well, Dave, I got to tell you something. This is a percussion track.
Right.
This is a drum track.
Okay.
We've taken everything else out.
Right.
Everything else out. Right?
Everything.
Everything else out.
What's going on here?
All right. Well, we'll see if you can figure it out. All right? Because your track this morning sounds like this.
Oh, man.
That there is the clue.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
You hear that?
Oh my God.
That's a cowbell.
Oh my God.
And I gotta have more cowbell, because that's BOC. Don't fear the Reaper.
Dude, you got yourself Phil Collins tickets, Kevin. They are yours. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
It was the snare. I had it in my head. It took a while to jog, but once you hear the little.
That's what I said. That's what was going to do it, because we cut out the cowbell as well.
Jimmy Fallon on drums, I believe.
You managed to figure it out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.